Welcome back to Beyond the Check podcast, everything service industry related. I'm Rashawn Parker, and today I'm going to be hanging out with a lovely lady named Morgan Clark, coming to us from North Woodstock, New Hampshire. She owns a really adorable little diner there called Morgan's Diner. But first, if you haven't already, please go check out my television series, Beyond the Check, Worker Owner Edition, now streaming on Amazon and Tubi TV. Tubi TV, it's free TV. If you guys want to give me a dollar every time I say that, I'm totally okay with that. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, Morgan Clark. Hi, Morgan.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks.
How is everything up in New Hampshire?
Everything's cold now.
Already?
Already. But the leaves are changing and they're absolutely beautiful. So we got some reds and yellows and oranges and the mountains are just beautiful.
Lovely. Fall is the best time in New Hampshire.
It really is. And then winter, you know, I just skip over winter.
Does it ever really get warm there, though?
Yeah, in the summertime, we hit like 70s, 80s.
Oh, Snapple. Mm-hmm. I think I'm in Savannah at a very cool 85 today.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, we could trade places.
I'd be okay with that in the summertime. I will take 80 in the summer for sure. I haven't spent much time in New Hampshire, but I have driven through a couple times, and it was in the fall. And like the mountain scenery of just the kaleidoscope, it looks like a Bob Ross painting, but better.
It really does.
So tell me about you. You have a restaurant?
Yes. My boyfriend and I, we own a little diner up in North Woodstock, New Hampshire. And it was a restaurant for 40 years. It was Peg's restaurant. And Sue Fadden, the owner, decided to retire and was looking for a young couple to take on a new business venture. And Daniel and I decided, you know, what the hey, let's do this thing. And we decided to open up a diner, breakfast / barbecue.
That's badass. That's so cool. So they just, did you know them beforehand? Were you like regulars there? Or?
Yeah, we're really good family friends with the Fadens. And so it was kind of the perfect fit. They actually have maple syrup that they make on their own at Fadden's General Store. And so we put a lot of their maple syrup in our products.
So like barbecue, maple barbecue?
Yeah, we actually have our house maple barbecue sauce, which is really delicious. We also do a maple mac and cheese. It's a 4-cheese mac and cheese with real maple syrup.
Oh, boy. And you are close to Canada. I'm starting to feel closer to Canada.
Yeah, I know. We're only three hours from the border of Canada. So.
Do you like Canadian things, like have like maple pops? Are there like popsicles and maple stuff like around New Hampshire too?
Oh yeah, that's a big part of New Hampshire, the maple flavored things, and we take pride in our real maple syrup for sure.
It's rich. Is it good for you? I feel like it has to be like, you know, the sugar is probably not in, you know, the glucose and all. It's probably not so good for you. But there has to be something healthy in the natural maple syrup, I feel like.
Yeah, there really is, because anything that's artificially, you know, sweetened, that's not good for you. But maple syrup and honey, they both have a natural sugar in them. And so that natural sugar is actually better for you. Like, well, then, we put maple syrup in our coffee and...
I love
it's
that.
It's like out of the movie Elf.
Oh, man. So, that's where the candy cane bridge is, right? The candy cane forest. Yeah. It's actually located in New Hampshire.
It is. In North Woodstock.
North Woodstock. Man, I'm right. Christmas in New Hampshire. I feel like that is like the epitome of like what Christmas is supposed to be, probably.
Yes, it is like a Hallmark movie come Christmas time.
Awesome. So like what were you doing before you got the restaurant?
So Daniel and I actually lived in Nashville. He's native to Nashville, but I lived there for 6 years of my life pursuing a music career.
Oh.
And, yeah.
Do you sing at the restaurant?
I do. We have our guitars there, and when people come in, if there's like a bus group or we have some free time on our hands, we'll play them a song or two. And if it's your birthday at the diner, you always get happy birthday, no matter what, on guitar.
And it's 100% legal to sing that song now.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. A couple years ago, like maybe four or five years ago, it came into the public domain. So you can legally sing happy birthday to you, happy birthday to on air, on anything I want to, anywhere. Because that's why you couldn't do it in restaurants. That's why all the restaurants had those really cheesy, stupid, like, clap, 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 it's your birthday bullshit, you know?
That makes so much sense now.
Because happy birthday was technically, every time you sang happy birthday at a children's birthday party, technically you owed somebody a royalty.
Wow. Uh-huh. Imagine someone busting into your family event. Like, you're under arrest.
You owe us $1.30. One time use.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. True stories. So you were in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, Nashville sucks. Going back to New Hampshire? What happened?
I guess I should have continued. So, no. So, I love Nashville so much. And I actually really do miss the music there and the Southern hospitality and a lot of different things I miss about Nashville. But I was a musician there. And when the pandemic hit, that was my only way of making a living was playing music. And so when the pandemic hit, I couldn't play anymore. There was no, you know, all the bars were shut down and the venues were shut down. So there was
nowhere. There's nobody on the streets even, like.
Exactly. And so when the pandemic hit, I was trying to think of a way, you know, how could I make, you know, a living during this tough time, you know, without collecting unemployment and all that stuff. And my boyfriend at the time, he's also does remodels, so his work never stopped, but mine did. So I was going stir crazy in my house, and so I just started baking, and I was baking, like, pies and all this stuff, and he was eating all of it. But then I was like, you know what? I could really, like, capture this market who's – they're all really upset because of the pandemic, and I'm upset too. And so why don't I feed the people of Nashville? So – I decided to start making chicken pot pies and cherry pies and quiches. And I thought of this concept called Morgan's Diner, where I would deliver pies to people's front door with a 6 foot distance song.
Awesome.
One of those stir crazy ideas that came to fruition, and it got really popular, and people were booking me to go, like,
deliver pies.
Deliver pie and a song, and it was awesome. And so then when, you know, the fall time hit and Daniel and I were thinking about moving up here, and we did, we made the big move, we decided that, well, the opportunity struck for a place to actually open up a real Morgan's Diner, and we decided to jump on the opportunity, and cool. We'd never owned a restaurant or anything like that before, but oh, we did it.
That's exciting. That's a good story.
Man, aw, thanks.
You're welcome. Do you have any songs recorded anywhere you could send me that I could play at the end of the episode?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, cool. Well, okay, so at the end of the episode, ladies and gentlemen, just wait for it. We're going to have a song by Morgan Clark. Cool.
Aw.
Man, that's fantastic. So how's it going? Like, you opened a restaurant. What was that like?
So it started off, Daniel and I were like Chip and Joanne kind of like going at the diner all trying to do everything DIY because.
Either of you ever worked in a restaurant? Were you a server ever? Or?
Daniel has not. Well, Daniel's actually his first job was at Papa John's, which to this day he says it's his favorite job that he's ever had.
Delivery guy or was he making pizzas?
He was making pizzas and he loved it.
I mean, hey, who doesn't love pizza?
And he was the official inventor of the calzone before calzones were a thing. So I got to brag on that, too.
He's like, I just fold the pizza over.
Exactly. He's like, you got to try this. And then all of a sudden calzones were invented. It's like, But I've been a server at Cracker Barrel, and I used to work at Tootsie's in Nashville before I was making my living doing music. And so I've kind of been in the restaurant server side of things.
But then someone had to figure out the business part, huh?
Right. So I went to school. I went to Plymouth State University, and I graduated with a degree in business tourism. So living in the White Mountains, which is a really touristy area that we live in the wintertime, the skiers are here. And in the summertime, all the, you know, summer attractions are open. And so we really do live in a tourist town. So I kind of use my business tourism knowledge and mix that with the restaurant and music and kind of just went for it.
Bravo, darling. Way to take the leap. That's super awesome. So you made the whole menu, I'm guessing?
Yeah, so Daniel and I wanted to do a meat and three style restaurant, which up here in New Hampshire, a lot of people aren't familiar with the meat and three style.
I don't know what, enlighten me.
Okay, so in Nashville specifically, well, Tennessee really, and in Georgia, they're... are restaurants called meat and three style restaurants. And what that means is you can choose your meat and your three sides. So there's an array of different meats.
I didn't know there was a word for that. I didn't know there was.
Yes. So it's kind of cafeteria style, but it's with homemade food and you can come in and anyone can come in, whether you're, you know, a governor or just a construction worker, everyone can kind of come in and intermingle. And it's like this family fun based restaurant where you're just enjoying good home cooked meals.
That's awesome. Meat and three.
Yep.
Meat and three.
Meat three.
So do you have a buffet or like?
So it's not a buffet. We serve you. But you kind of come down through the line and you choose your meat and three sides and get a complimentary piece of cornbread and then sit wherever you want. But we kind of put a little twist on it where we're a barbecue style meat and three. So Daniel has his barbecue, Oklahoma Joe's offset smokers outside on the patio, which he claims that he's going to smoke this winter when it's like 17 degrees out.
I mean, it'll keep, fires are good.
I got to give it to him. It's going to be cold, but.
And you say he has to run out there and like check it every, several hours. It'll be okay.
Well, actually, with the smoking, you have to really pay attention because if your fire goes out, then that meat could just be.
The fire, right, stagnant, the fire, so. That fire part.
Yeah, so he does all, like, wood and coal fired, and he does an amazing pulled pork.
So he's just going to sit out there next to it all night in 17 degrees, huh? Okay. Bravo. You go, man.
I know. I got to give it to
him. You're a soldier, son. I'm sure he's got some really warm gloves, so it'll be okay.
And the brisket. Oh, my gosh. The brisket.
I do love brisket. I'm trying to be I'm vegetarian for a month right now. But I do love brisket.
Well, so we do have vegetarian options as well.
Oh, nice. Well, let's talk a little vegetarian since I'm on a vegetarian kick for the month. Okay. I'm doing sober October and vegetarian for a month. That's my thing. I'm trying.
Awesome.
So, yeah, what you got veggie?
So even though we're meat and three style, you can still get what we call a veggie plate because all of our sides are vegetarian. So even our homemade baked beans, they're maple and...
Of course, they better
maple
be.
And brown sugar, of course. And they're vegetarian. You know, we don't put ham or anything in it. Our mac and cheese, vegetarian. No, not vegan, but not, vegetarian. Yeah, well.
I'm not crazy. Yeah. I thought I wanted to try it, but it's just, you know, baby steps. It's just too, yeah.
Candied yams. That's a, kind of a popular one. It's our version of the Southern style candied yams. And we do a cheesy hash brown casserole. Mm. It's really good. Cheese and onions. We do an array of different soups. So I'll do a corn chowder. Tomato soup, and we also have a garden out on our patio, so we do a fresh garden salad. Nice. And we have parsley and other spices in our garden that we use in our soups. And
now you're gonna have to get a green, you're gonna have to get a little greenhouse for that 17 degree winter.
I know because yeah, the cucumbers will not grow in that.
Yeah. That's awesome. I've seen pictures and it is super cute. Like it is a really, really adorable little restaurant that next time I make it up to next in New Hampshire, I'm definitely going to come check out.
Oh, awesome.
Only if you promise to play me a song, but you know.
For sure.
All right, deal. Awesome. So how'd you and Daniel meet?
We actually met. I was playing a show at a bar that we used to frequent in Nashville called Shipwreck Cove. It's on the lake. And I was playing a show there and he caught my eye. He was staring at me and I was staring at him and I had no idea what his name was and I had no idea who he was, but all I knew is that it was love at first sight.
Aww. And
I wanted to meet him instantly. And I was even messing up playing guitar and everything.
So that is a fantastic story. And then, so did he walk up to you first or how'd that go?
We kind of walked up to each other and then
you were just like drawing locked eyes across the room and just like made your way through the crowd towards each other.
Yes. It was like a song. It was like a country music video.
You were just like, hi.
And then we had so much in common. Like he plays guitar too. And we both had cats and we both have a love for steam trains. Wow.
And soup. You both love soup.
We both love soup. We both love brisket. And coffee and all this stuff. So.
Oh, love.
It was a perfect match.
So today is the day that Facebook went down, just FYI. You're listening to this in the future, but Facebook went down today. And the only way me and Morgan have talked is on Facebook Messenger. So I messaged her today about half an hour before we were supposed to record this podcast. And about 20 minutes later, I was like, oh, she hasn't messaged me back yet. And I looked and my message hadn't sent. And I'm like, what the hell? And so I tried sending another one. And I was like, what the hell? And I tried logging, just going to Facebook on my computer and like Facebook wouldn't load. And I'm like, what the hell? But on my phone, the app would still come up. Right. And so I emailed you. Right. And I was like, hey, just call me. And she did. But before that, because the app on Facebook still worked, there's a picture because apparently yesterday was National Boyfriend's Day, which I didn't know because my wife apparently says that I don't count as a boyfriend. But I commented on her picture just to see if like maybe like, you know, I get in touch with her vis-a-vis a comment, which is like, hey, you look so cute in this picture. I think you guys broke Facebook. So their love is so strong that potentially they might be the culprits.
We might have broken Facebook.
You might have broken Facebook and Instagram and WhatsApp on top of that.
Wow.
Bravo, guys.
What an accomplishment.
Mm-hmm. The power of love. Power of love. Social media. You know, just take a day off, guys. Just take a day off. Maybe everyone just needed a day off, so.
Actually, Daniel just walked in. You want to say hi to him?
Sure. Let's say hi to Daniel.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, Daniel? Rashawn.
What's happening?
Oh, just chilling, talking to your lady.
Yeah, all, there you go.
All about your fantastic restaurant and your journey of life together.
Awesome, man.
How's your day going?
Good, good, good. We're finally getting some stuff done. We've got a few minutes to ourselves, so.
That's nice. You got Mondays and Tuesdays off, yeah?
Yep, yep. Mm-hmm.
Got to take two to yourselves.
Yeah. We got to.
How's the restaurant going? You having fun?
Good. Yeah. It's a lot of fun for sure.
How's the stress?
Well, you know, it comes with the territory. Nature of the beast, I guess.
But if there's no stress,
there's no success. So.
Oh, Snapple, sir.
Yeah.
No stress, no success. Cheers. No problems, only solutions.
Yeah, exactly.
Keep moving forward, people. Keep moving forward.
That's right. That's right.
So I hear you guys met at a concert.
The what now?
I hear you guys met at a concert, saw each other across the room, and it was love at first sight.
Oh, well, yeah. I was playing the concert.
You were playing. Oh, you fell in love with the musician.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nice. That doesn't happen often.
No, not. Yeah, when you ain't looking for it, hit you square in the face like a freight train.
The next thing you know, you own a restaurant together.
That's right. Exactly. Exactly. Just wonders what a little singing will do.
All right. Man, living the dream.
Yep, yep. Well, awesome, man. Well, hey, it was good talking to you.
Hey,
real
quick, why have you both on the phone? Because yeah. I was talking to a girl from Nashville the other day, and she told me that she didn't know about this. Because you guys spend a lot of time in Nashville, I have to ask you guys, too. Is it true or false that in Nashville, you can even find people singing and playing guitar in the bathrooms?
Yes, in certain places you can. Yep.
Okay, you can confirm.
Yep. I did go to one place and it had a bath. There was a bathroom attendant in there, you know, that you go in and they give you the towel and you can get the cologne and they give you a little mint or whatever. You throw them a couple bucks. Well, there was a guy just sitting there. He just, you know, he was doing his job, but when he wasn't doing his job, he was just, you know, jamming on his little guitar he had. And it was like, wow, that's the Nashville experience right there. You don't get that anywhere else.
Was that on Broadway? Was that somewhere on Broadway?
I believe it was in Midtown, so close enough.
In Midtown. I'm going to have to talk to Stevie about that.
Yeah.
Because she's like from there, and she's like, no, if that happens, it's on Broadway.
Yeah. Well, it happens. It happens from time to time. I'll just say that.
Touche. Thank you for confirming.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And you never know. I might have been that guy playing in the bathroom, but we'll leave that to the imagination.
Touche. Maybe not. Either somebody was playing a guitar in the bathroom, yes, and somebody was going number two. Awesome, dude. Thank you.
Hope that made your day a little bit.
Oh, for sure. Definitely. Like, I just, you know, I keep asking that question until I got a real answer. And now I know for sure. I don't have to go there myself. I was going to just go to Broadway and just start going from bathroom to bathroom. But
yeah.
Save me a lot of time today.
If you stay on Broadway. Yeah.
I was told not to hang out on Broadway unless I have a pair of cowboy boots and a gallon hat. So,
oh man, no, wear what you want, man. Cowboy hat, boots, you know, yeah, but if I want to be whatever makes you comfortable.
If I want to be a real tourist, though, I need to buy the boots and the hat there.
Yep. Well, get you some Wrangler jeans.
Wranglers. Damn. Yeah. I was unaware of the Wrangler part.
Yeah. Yeah. Tight as hell. You know.
Tight as hell. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Right. That's how you do it.
Cool. Yeah. I'll let you know. I'll let you know when I'm going to go over there. Maybe we can all meet.
And if you really want to be a tourist, you know how Garth Brooks back in the 90s had those Wrangler shirts with the flames on the shoulders and stuff like that?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you need to wear.
All right. By comparison, if I come to New Hampshire, what should I wear?
You should wear probably a long sleeve shirt and a flannel. And then just some, don't wear jeans up here. Wear something warmer than that.
Long johns, a pair of sweatpants, Under Armour. And then Under Armour on top of that.
You'll pretty much need a spacesuit.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. The space. If I do wear a spacesuit, there is a valve where I can connect the maple syrup to, though, right?
Like, yes. Okay. Yes, they do make those, and if you don't have it, we'll custom make it for you.
Oh, dude, you custom things. Fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is custom city up here.
Love it. Now, if you just custom that cold out, that'd be great.
Yep, yep. They're still working on it.
All it's right, okay. Well, just trade places with you. We'll come down to Savannah, to Happy Island, and
yeah.
Yeah, and then you can come to the North Pole and whittle on some toys for Santa Claus.
I miss the snow, honestly. Like, and that's I hit the candy cane forest. Candy cane forest. Mm-hmm. But I miss the cold and the snow, so I could take you up on that sometime. You want a house swap?
Yeah. Let's do it.
House swap for a week. You can stay in Savannah, and we'll come stay up there in the cold.
Yeah.
And you can open up the diner.
Yeah.
All right. I can run a diner.
Make you some food. Feed our cats. You know.
Cool. I'll leave the dogs then. You can hang out with Sugar and Bones.
There you go.
Full on switch.
Your dog's name is Moose?
Sugar and Bones.
Oh, Bones.
Bones. Aww. And Sugar. Sugar's sitting on my lap right now. If you're watching this on YouTube, you can see Sugar. If you're just listening, you can't see her. So if you want to see Sugar, go watch it on YouTube. Please subscribe.
We thought about getting a dog and a female dog and naming her Brisket.
Brisket. That is an adorbs name for a dog.
Yeah.
I don't know what I picture kind of like a wiener dog or like a, I don't know. What kind of dog?
It would be a Bernese Mountain Dog.
Yeah. Bernese Mountain Dog.
Bernese Mountain Dog named Brisket. Yeah.
If you had a little wiener dog or something like that, you just name it Pork Butt. Pork
Butt. Rump Roast.
Hebrew National.
Hebrew National. No, HN. What's the HN stand for? Hebrew National.
Oh my gosh.
At nighttime, I'm one side of the bun and she's the other side of the bun.
Yeah.
Because the dogs always sleep in the middle. Cool. You should definitely do that.
Hey, man, it was really good talking to you. And again, thanks for doing all this for us. And
thanks for hanging out.
Talking to you soon, for sure.
Oh, definitely. And have some maple syrup for me.
Oh, yes. You know it. All up in my coffee, my pancakes, even my spaghetti.
Oh, buddy. You're right. For real though, are you kidding?
Well, you know, I do live in the candy cane forest.
Touche, sir. Touche. Yep. And a very Merry Christmas to you too.
You're right, exactly.
Morgan, you get to hang out with this guy every day?
Yeah, I do.
Well, you're a lucky girl.
I know.
He's a hoot.
We get to break Facebook and all kinds of stuff.
Break Facebook, break bread, smash.
Eat a lot of toast.
Pet kitties.
You know, people wonder like, oh, you know, you own a restaurant. You must eat food like all day long. But Daniel and I just really all we eat is toast. But we do have really good toast.
Please tell me at least put some brisket on the toast every once in a while.
Every once in a while we do.
Oh, you better.
And we have a mac and cheese, the four cheese maple mac and cheese. Toast. And when Daniel does a pork butt, we'll do a piggy mac.
Mmm. Piggy mac. You'd like that, Sugar. She's a little piggy mac.
Hmm.
Mmm. So what did you eat like growing up? What was your food like when you were a kid?
So growing up, I ate a lot of chicken, a lot of spaghetti, a lot of fish. Cottage cheese was always on the plate.
Cottage cheese, man. My mom always put cottage cheese on the plate too. And I just,
I love cottage cheese to this day.
It's one of the things. I mean, I'll eat it. I like to put it in things. Like, I'll put it in mashed potatoes, right? Or, like, I use it as ricotta in, like, stuffed shells or something.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't just sit and eat cottage cheese. I don't know. My mom puts it on tomatoes. She likes sliced, garden tomato, cottage cheese, salt and pepper, and just go to town.
Oh, yum.
Yeah, you should try it sometime. And you would probably really like it. Fuck it. Put some maple syrup on it. A little brown sugar on the tomato. Cottage cheese. Mm-hmm. Boom.
Speaking of which, right now, I'm taking out baked ziti from the oven. Got to stir it up and put it back in.
You're going to stir your baked ziti?
Yeah, because I did the no boil noodle.
Oh, recipe. You put it all in the pan.
Yep.
Oh, look at you, one pot.
Yep, exactly.
One pot, three sides? Oh, a pot and three?
Well, this is just for Daniel and I.
I made vegetarian enchiladas last night.
Ooh, yum.
And Jordan is so picky. Like, she's super picky. She hates beans. She won't, whatever. She just won't. She has a thing against beans and rice. So she's just adamantly against them. I don't know why. But I convinced her that I was going to, because she's doing it for a week. She's vegetarian for a week. I convinced her to do it for a week. And so I put everything that she does like in it. Zucchini, squash, carrots, tomatoes, and black beans, onions, peppers, all sautéed together. And then with this taco seasoning packet, right? Because really what makes like any of the taco stuff's the seasoning packet, right? I mean, really. Yes. That's the thing. That's the flavor. And, rolled them in enchiladas and a little extra cheese just to make her happy. And she ate the hell out of them. She's like, oh, they're really good. I'm like, oh, surprise. You do like black beans. Just they have to be mixed in something, right? Like, the way you prepare something can totally change whether you like something or not.
Mm-hmm.
Hence, cut me in cottage cheese.
I know.
Have your taste changed? Is it something you hated as a kid that you like now?
Yeah, spinach.
Spinach?
Mm-hmm.
Was that a recent adaptation? Or?
Probably, yeah, within the last 2 years. I used to just like nauseate at the sight of spinach, but now you can
stomach it.
I like it.
Oh, nice. What changed it? What was there, a certain dish or something? You're like, you know what, this is all right.
Well, they say your taste buds change every 7 years. And there was a spinach ravioli that I had at a restaurant. And I think I was supposed to get the non-spinach ravioli, but it came out that way. And I really ended up liking it.
Ah, and from there, you decided to branch out your spinach opportunities?
Yes.
I actually remember my introduction to spinach much longer than 2 years ago. But I was in my 20s. And it was a wilted spinach salad with like a bacon, like tomato dressing or something like that. And I'd never, I was just trying to be fancy, right? So it was like early 20s, first time like going to a nice restaurant or whatever. And so, you try things. And so, I don't know, somebody had ordered the wilted spinach salad. And I was like, oh, being fancy, I have wine, trying to be an adult. And I tried the spinach salad, and it was really freaking good. And from that point on, I was like, all right, I'll expand my spinach opportunities too.
So maybe your taste buds changed too.
Yeah. Jordan used to hate kale, but I have her eating kale salads all the time though.
Like, oh my gosh, have you ever made kale chips?
I have made kale chips.
Those are so good.
Sometimes I think the last time they were too salty and I haven't made them since, but I oversalted. But that's my fault.
Yeah, I always go with the sea salt.
Yeah, I just went a little, because they're so thin, you have to, just a little bit goes a long way on a tiny piece of kale.
Right. It does.
There's not a lot going on for the kale.
That's right. The last time I did it, I put too much olive oil because you think that you need more, but then I just drowned them in olive oil. So. Yeah.
No, just light coating just to crisp it up, you know?
Yep.
Yeah. That and pumpkin seeds. You know, in the Halloween, you do ever roast pumpkin seeds?
Oh, my favorite. That's like the only reason I carve pumpkins is to get the pumpkin seeds.
Oh my God. Tell me that you do this. Do you ever like make candied pumpkin seeds?
Oh my gosh. I've never even heard of that.
I just imagine that you would like take pumpkin seeds and like kind of glaze them in maple syrup and then roast them and you'd have maple pumpkin seeds.
That is happening this year.
Boom. I really,
that
hasn't been done in New Hampshire yet. Wow.
I don't know.
I bet you
I've never heard of that, but that is happening.
I bet what you need to do is probably water down the maple syrup a little bit, you know, so it's a little more hibiscus, you know, and just like soak them for a little bit and then, and then strain them out and then roast them so that it's not a huge sticky caked cooked off sugar mess in the oven.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Dude.
Oh, what a good idea.
You're welcome, maple lovers and pumpkin seed lovers. Here's a new fun fall treat that I guess I'm going to have to try at home now, too. I'll make a how to food video about it, guys. Wait for it.
Yes. How to food.
How to food. Yeah. If you ever want to shoot little videos or like, you know, food videos and partner with me, if you send them to me, I'll put them up and share the YouTube page and stuff. So, yeah, fun things.
For sure.
Because it's really hard to just constantly make food videos all the time by yourself. But if you have a group of people who are always making a bunch of food videos, well, that's a lot easier. Mm-hmm. Thanks about it.
Plus, you can get some awesome random ideas like maple glazed pumpkin seeds.
Right? Just that's what came out of this conversation. If nothing else, people, maple glazed pumpkin seeds for your holiday Halloween traditions. Not just in New Hampshire, anywhere along the border of Canada, these would be shit.
Right.
That's awesome. So how's the future looking? I know for a little while you guys are having to close because you're having staffing issues. Did you get that? How's that going?
Yeah, so it's still the same amount of staff, but Daniel and I are just, I guess, handling it a little better.
Working out the kinks.
Yeah. Daniel's the, well, he's the prep cook slash dishwasher slash busser slash greeter slash anything else under the sun that you could think of.
Ah, yes.
I'm kind of the same slash register slash server. We could just kind of do everything together, but we've made it work. My mom also helps out during the week and on the weekends. So that's been a great help. And yeah. She's like the biggest Morgan's Diner promoter we could ever ask for.
My sister and her husband's restaurant, it's literally just the two of them. And then occasionally they have like a server or two. But like otherwise, and they have a restaurant, like sit down like restaurant. They're only open Wednesday through Saturdays for 4 hours a night.
Wow.
Because that's literally all you can really be open with two people, right?
Right.
And also their market doesn't call for anymore. But man, if they would hire people, they could be open Monday, Tuesday, and even do lunch and they'd probably be busy, but they just, they don't care.
I know. If we had a
So you're not alone. My point is you're not alone.
Well, thank you. That feels good. That feels good that we're not alone, because sometimes in this industry, you can start to feel alone in that aspect of things. And that makes day-to-day activities harder than usual.
Right. But just there are other people out there, you know, particularly as if, you know, a couple, it can add stress to the relationship. But if you're having fun and you do work well together when you're in work mode, then you can do it on your own. And it can be a gratifying experience, I think.
Yeah.
So you guys got this.
You got this.
You got this. I have faith in both of you.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. This has been a lot of fun. See, not so bad, huh?
No, this has been a lot of fun. I can't thank you enough for having us on and featuring us on your show. And
yeah,
we feel really grateful. So,
and if you want a house swap, you know, just keep me updated.
Okay, vice versa.
Touche. You want to give some shout outs, Instagram, so if it works again, Facebook, Morgan's Diner, Morgan Clark, Morgan's Diner. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Instagram, Morgan's Diner, Facebook, Morgan's Diner NH, morgansdiner.com.
Check it out.
Find music at, just look up Morgan Clark Music on Instagram and a bunch of stuff will, I mean, on YouTube and a bunch of stuff will pop up.
Morgan Clark, musician, foodie, restaurateur, maple lover.
I start to spiral, can't keep a smile. Yeah, I spilled my coffee 2 times this morning. Yeah, life gets crazy, but it doesn't faze me, 'cause you don't freak out, you just laugh out loud. We're unshakable, unexplainable, heart to heart, unbreakable. You and me are never gonna come undone, 'cause we're so reliable, undeniable. Love I thought was unattainable. Ooh, baby, look what we've become. We're unshakable, 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 unshakable. You see the real me, not just some fantasy, like a picture painted perfect reality. Knowing the tide's gonna rise, hoping the sun's gonna shine. Yeah, things go wrong, but it's alright. We're unshakable, unexplainable, heart to heart, unbreakable. You and me are never gonna come undone, 'cause we're so reliable, undeniable. Love I thought was unattainable. Ooh, baby, look what we've become. We're unshakable, 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 unshakable. I may be scattered, doesn't really matter, 'cause I know you always got my back. When I'm out of focus, I always know this, I always know. We're unshakable, unexplainable, heart to heart, unbreakable. You and me are never gonna come undone, 'cause we're so reliable, undeniable. Love I thought was unobtainable. Unshakable, unshakable. Yeah, things go wrong, but you make it alright, 'cause we're unshakable, unshakable. I may be scattered, doesn't really matter. Unshakable, unshakable. We're so reliable, undeniable. Unshakable, unshakable.
That's awesome. And you said you're on Amazon and YouTube?
Tubi. Fox's streaming service. Tubi TV. You can download the app on... I should probably tell everybody that at some point. You can download the app on anything. Fire Stick TV, your TV, your phone, your whatever. It's free. That's cool. It's Fox's. So they got everything on there too. Like anything you can almost think of is on Tubi TV. So like you just have to watch it with commercials because it's totally free. There is no like subscription. Like,
right.
But yeah. And if you go watch episode one of Beyond the Check, that's my sister's restaurant.
With just I watched your sizzle reel this morning.
Oh, cool. How was it?
That was really good.
Oh, thanks. Just threw it together, you know?
Well, it was good. Very interesting. Very captivating.
I try. Going to Texas. If I make it up to New Hampshire, I'll definitely come see you.
Yeah, you'll have to do a New England tour to get like the Maine lobster and the, you know, the Boston cuisine and the.
I got to make my way up. I'm taking my mom to Colorado next year. But then I got to make, because, yeah, I'm going to take my mom to try. We're going to get an Airbnb and have the weed chefs come to the Airbnb and make us food.
Ooh.
So that should be fun.
That's awesome.
But then I'm going to go to my buddy lives in Baltimore. So we're going to hit Baltimore. And then maybe we could just work our way up to Maine and stop in New Hampshire.
Do you have Sirius XM?
Hmm?
Do you have Sirius XM?
No.
Okay. We're friends with Flash Phelps, who's the host of 60s on 6. And Sirius XM. It's like the 60s station.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And he lives in Maryland. So it'd be cool to, when you're in Maryland next year.
I could take him to a restaurant.
Yeah, or you could go on his show.
We're going on his show. I would like to do both.
Beyond the Check, for sure.
Cool.
He's wicked nice.
Awesome. No, I would love that. If you can make that happen. Even if he just wants to interview me over the phone on a thing, I'm down.
Yeah. Awesome. And he would love to talk about Maryland and stuff, too, because
he loves Maryland.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe he wants to be on my show, too.
That would be awesome. He's not a chef, but I'm sure he'd talk about it.
Anybody who's eaten in a restaurant qualifies to be on my show.
Aww.
It's service industry and whatever else I feel like talking about. Literally, right? So like, yeah. So you've eaten in a restaurant. Cool. Are you a good tipper? Well, let me tell you.
Right.
Today we're educating idiots.
Lately, I've been dealing with the bad review people.
Oh, Karens.
Yeah. So there was this review. I should have talked about this, but there was this review that I just have to read you.
Okay.
It's hilarious. And then I'll let you go.
Okay.
And my reply, because I wanted like, I wanted to like leave a reply that wasn't just like so business and everything. So the lady's name is Julie Andrews.
Really? And,
yeah. No.
But not the nice one.
Not the nice one. And she left a 3-star review and it said, "Have been meaning to post this review. Went in late June. Cute place, friendly people who want to sell you Morgan CD, but overall nice Southerners. Setup is strange as you place your order up front and hope you get coffee in a timely manner. Food was so-so, not anything to write home about. Won't go again. Personally, Arnold's Diner right after Clark's is a much better place and worth the wait." Wow. And so I replied to it in quotes, Perseverance is failing 19 times and succeeding the 20th. Julie Andrews. And it's literally one of the top quotes from Julie Andrews.
I love that. That's awesome.
And then someone else put a 2-star review and they put nothing great. We get mostly all 5 stars, but the bad ones, I find it funny to like leave quotes now. So we got a 2-star review. It was like, nothing great is what he said. And I said, greatness is not a destination. It is a continuous journey that never ends.
Man, your responses are fantastic. That's a really great way to take bad reviews. it's almost inspiring. They're like, oh, well, I tried to say something mean and they just came back with something like Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Exactly.
Maybe I should think about my life.
Exactly. It's like, what could they possibly say to that? So next time you talk to someone who's feeling butthurt about their reviews, tell them to take like a word or two out of the review, or if they have like a celebrity name, and look up quotes and like inspirational quotes of like the words that they said, and it'll turn it around.
Fucking bravo. I'll cut all this back in. Luckily, I never hit stop recording.
Did you really?
No, and that song was amazing. Shucks. I'm sure it will be. I'm sure it was. Time is manipulated here. Where is now? Mm-hmm.
That sounds like a Willy Wonka quote.
Mm-hmm. Wah, wah, wah. Into the time tunnel. Cool. That was awesome. Yeah, we'll do this. We'll do this again. We'll do this again soon after we do our pumpkin stuff.
Yay.
Yay. Awesome. All right.
Well, we'll talk soon. Thank you so much for having us on.
Yeah. Enjoy the rest of your day off.
Yay. You too.
All right. I will talk to you later. Morgan right. Clark at Morgan's Diner, everybody. Woo. Woo. Later, darling.
Hey, bye.
Bye. Again, please go follow us on Facebook at Independent Lasagna W-O. Hold on. Yeah, go follow me at Independent Lasagna Productions on Facebook. Beyond the Check on Facebook. Beyond the Check _ on Instagram. Rashawn Parker on Instagram. And, yeah, go watch Beyond the Check streaming on Tubi TV. Cheers.